Let's talk about signs of strength. Episode 15, Signs of Strength, Dream Mover Podcast. Let's go.
You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream. Let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream. Let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team and move your dreams. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream. Let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream. Let's move our dreams. Let's come and join this winning team. Let's go. Let's move your dreams.
I'm screaming NY to the DNY. Yo, what up? It's me, KD863. And I'm back to give you guys some of that real that you can feel. I'm excited to be here today. Oh, by the way, I forgot. I always do this every time. Don't I forget something? This is that new just for you. That real that you can feel. Now, today we're going to talk about signs of strength. You know, there's a lot of people that think that strength is seen through picking up heavy weights, is seen through running fast. But we're going to talk about the other signs of strength that a lot of people don't recognize as strength until it finally happens, that you have that moment of reflection and it just hits you. So I'm not going to go any further. Let's go ahead and get into today's topic. So right now I'm standing outside and I decided, since I was in the mood and I felt like it, let's record something real fast so we can all discuss together. We're going to talk about some of the different signs of strength that we all exude on a daily basis or from time to time when it's activated. And when we think about strength, we normally think about what makes us mighty, what makes us powerful, what makes us feel like we are the best in the world. Now, for some people, like I said earlier, it's lifting weights. And I know you guys hear a train in the background, so I apologize. Like I said, I got the energy right now, so I want to give you guys a good vibe while I got it. So sometimes you guys hear about people lifting weights and it makes them feel like that's a sign of strength. Some people run fast. They feel like that's a sign. There's so many others out there and they all deal with the physical, but there's other types. And today I really want to talk about mental strength. So the first thing we're going to talk about is your emotions. Being able to have your emotions in check, being able to be tactful in times of crisis is a clear sign that a person shows mental strength. And it's a skill that's really under respected, if I do say so myself. When you call somebody intelligent, when you call somebody incredibly smart, that can be a sign of strength for an individual. And we have to recognize that more often. There's a lot of people that don't want to see the best in everybody around them. And when they don't see that, it can be seen as a downside to a person when they don't have the physical attributes. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's not the case. People show strength solely through their minds. You have to remember, for a building to be made, someone has to create the design. Someone has to put the physical labor in order to get it done. But before anything is built, a brain has to come up with a concept that makes it come to reality. And that's the reason why having mental and emotional strength matters. Number two, let's talk about courage. Now, there's many people that go through things in their life that they don't want to talk about much. And it can mentally drain and even damage a person's mind over time. So when you think about someone being able to step up to the plate and point out when something is wrong or point out when they have been wronged by others, that also is a sign of strength. That also, like I said before, it needs to be respected. Now, we're seeing it a lot more today with the Time's Up and the Me Too movement. People that have been sexually abused years ago, people who have been disrespected years ago, carried that baggage with them throughout their entire life. And as they've gotten older, have finally found the strength, the courage within themselves to say that enough is enough. And that it's time for me to step up and claim my birthright of being a human being. I have not had a tag placed on my foot yet to say that I am done, that my life is over, that I am finished. And you have to carry yourself as such. So when people step up to the plate and have the courage to say that this is what happened, that is not right, whatever the case may be, that shows courage and that should be treated exactly as what it is. It is a strength and we need to value it accordingly. The next thing I want to talk about is perseverance. Perseverance is also a strength. And the reason why perseverance is a strength is because we know so many people who have quit before they even got started. I'll tell you, as a transitioning military officer right now, one of the hardest things for me has been just submitting job applications and getting turned down. Being told, hey, you're great. You have a lot of different skills that we can use. You have the potential to do so many different things, and yet you're still not the guy for this position. Mainly because of what? Normally it's because of experience. Which I want to say this right now to all these recruiters out there. Y'all got people coming out of high school with, or people coming out of college with bachelor's degrees, and you want them to come in for a job and have 5 years of experience. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have 5 years. You know why? Because I was at school learning how to do this job. And it becomes frustrating. And it's also kind of interesting because a person can go to school for 4 years and have education, but the person who graduated from high school that got 4 years of raw experience is the person that you choose versus the person that has now been school trained. Not the point, just a rant. But the point I'm getting at is the ability to continue pushing through when you're going through your worst times has to be valued. Personal strength through perseverance matters, and it needs to be respected by all. Now, I'm not just going to say school. I'm going to go into something even deeper. My grandfather passed away. God rest his soul. Douglas Bridges, rest in peace. When my grandfather passed away, it was one of the hardest times in my life. Literally, it was one of the hardest times in my life. I had just lost my best friend, my mentor, my heart, my soul, my everything. The guy I called when things went wrong and I was in personal chaos, when I was doing dirt, not doing things right and trying to find the right path. And literally the week he passed away and I went home to see him, 48 hours later, I drove up to Dallas, Texas, to the University of Texas at Dallas. Whoosh, go Comets. And I had to go to school and I had to sit in a classroom with the rest of my peers who are professionals, some vice presidents of companies, some professional consultants that made a lot more money than I made, who were trying to do the same thing as me. And I had to sit in that room and act as if nothing was wrong and carry myself with a sense of dignity and respect. That is perseverance. So if you go through something and feel like you're in the worst place in your life, and you still have the ability to continue going on and pushing, you have to value it as a strength that you bring to the table. The next thing I'm going to tell you, the ability to fail. I don't care what anybody says. Failure is a strength. And you would say, what? Failure is a strength? Get out of here. No. let me kick this one up and bring it back real fast. Failure is also a strength. Why? Because once you failed, you have now gained lessons. And when you gain lessons, those lessons make you more powerful, they make you more wiser, and you're less likely to make the same mistake again. So just having the opportunity to fail becomes a strength. To have the power to be able to go through a situation and fail, and then to be able to apply it again makes you better, makes you stronger, makes you more intelligent. Oh, did you hear that one word? Wait a minute. Makes you stronger. That means that the ability to fail in itself, it is a strength, ladies and gentlemen. Message. The last one I want to bring to your attention today when we're talking about strength, period, is the ability to know when you need help. I went a long time with problems in my life and challenges, and I never sought out help from anyone. And I will tell you to this day, I have more than likely lost more friends, lost more opportunities, and probably caused myself and others around me that I love close to me a lot of pain because I elected to try to do everything on my own. So to have the mental awareness to know that you need help and to seek it out, it matters. It is a strength in itself. Because the longer you go through situations without going and requesting help, requesting assistance, the higher likelihood it is that you're going to continue to be in ruts over and over and over again. I understand that failure, like I said before, which is a strength, failure is a great teacher, But if you can prevent yourself from going through it by not reinventing the wheel and consulting with people, you know, in the Bible, it says that you should always seek wise counsel. If you can seek counsel that can help you get through a situation with the max success without you having to go through all the pain and the rigor, it's probably a lot wiser for you to do so. So with that being said, guys, short episode, but I still feel like it's very impactful because there's somebody out there right now who is going through a lot in their life. They're going through a lot of pain, irritations, and frustrations because when they look at themselves in the mirror, they don't see strength. Well, let me tell you, if you hold any of the characteristics we just discussed, you literally are showing signs of strength every single day. So here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to walk around anymore feeling like you do not carry power. I don't want you walking around feeling like you don't carry potential, because we just talked about, and if you really paid attention and you accept it, you receive it, as Joel Osteen likes to say. Shout out to Joel Osteen. That's a good dude. But if you receive what I have said to you, then guess what? You have just unlocked more strength in your life. That's all I got to say today, guys. Say good. That's all I have to say today. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is the Dream Mover Podcast. Let's close this thing out. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. I have to do my ending. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Let's go. I saw you something. Walking in the rain. That's me saying that because I'm standing outside in the rain right now as I record this. So let's go ahead and close this out so I can get somewhere where it's dry. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Dream Mover Podcast today. It's always awesome. It's always a blessing to have an opportunity to spit raw, unfiltered wisdom to you off the top of the head. Most of the stuff I talk about on this podcast is not something that I've written down. If anything, it's a couple of bullet points, literally words that I just jot, and then I just come off the head with the logic that I think about. So if you like what I'm saying, hey, please leave a like on my page. Continue to listen to the podcast. Subscribe. I'm also taking donations now. If you go to my Anchor page, that's anchor.fm/KDE63. I'm not looking for a lot. The more you guys are able to provide, the better equipment I'm able to get. My goal starting in January of next year is to start doing this podcast on one. We're already doing an awesome job of having it on all platforms, but I also want to turn this into a show where I can get the equipment to stream this podcast for you live and direct, so people can check on this at nighttime, during the daytime when they're at work, and you can log on the app, call in, or you can just be online and log in. I pull you into the video and we sit here and have a dialogue together. Also, if you got anything else, you have any other signs of strength that you guys want to display to the world, I'd love to see it. I'd love to read it. I'd love to hear it. So IG, it's official K Fitz. Instagram, official K Fitz. I just said the same thing twice. My goodness, what's going on with me today? Facebook, official K Fitz. Twitter, it's official K Fitz. Every platform you go to that's got me on it, it is official K Fitz. So I want you to go up there. Tell me what your signs of strength are. Hashtag signs of strength. With that being said, guys, hey, I love you. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Dream Mover Podcast. That's all the time I got for today. Y'all take care. And you know my motto, move your dreams, move the world. It is me. It's me, KDE63. We're out of here. Hey, guys, shut it down. I love you all. Peace.